Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, nevermore. A month ago, I was not scheduled to speak this morning. Mark was scheduled to speak this morning. And I've got to think that it wasn't serendipity that caused the places to be changed. But I've got to tell you this morning, you know, for many of you, you got disturbing news this morning for the first time. Some of us have known for several days. And I got to tell you, I have wept more in the past three days than in my combined life, I think. And you know I'm a weeper. I had a message prepared. That one went out the window. I'll get it next time. You'll hear it next time. Because I was enjoying it. I was enjoying preparing it. So I hope you'll enjoy getting it someday. That went out the window. And I'll tell you, this morning, I have nothing. I have nothing. I have no wisdom. I have no word. I'm empty. But thank God we've got his word here. We've got his word. You know, if left to my own strength and my own wisdom, I'd come up here and I'd say the absolute wrong things at the wrong time. And it would be a travesty, really. So rather than do that, we're going to look at God's word with very little comment. I'd like to begin with John chapter 8. Feel free to weep with me this morning. I don't need to feel alone in that. John 8, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger, he wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 26, just one verse. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Chapter 8 of Romans. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. One more verse in Romans 7:24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Brothers and sisters, thank God that the only one fit to judge me and condemn me is the one who's justified me and the one who died for me. Amen. What a Savior we have. Luke 15. Verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divideth unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me even a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. Matthew 18. Verse 12. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And in John 10, the Lord tells us, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. 2 Samuel chapter 12, it's already been opened this morning. 2 Samuel 12. Verse 1, 2 Samuel 12, 1. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children, and it did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor. And he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son, for thou didst it secretly. But I will do this thing before all Israel and before the son. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because of this deed, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. We'll stop there. He came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Psalm 51. This, as you know, is the Psalm of David. The psalm that perhaps he sang when he went in to worship the Lord that day. Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the servant, with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Psalm 103. Another Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brothers and sisters, God's ways are not our ways, are they? Thank God his ways are not our ways. God is a loving God. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Vast, unmeasured. This morning we've all felt the love of the Lord. We felt his arms around us. And there's a family that needs the arms of their Savior all the more. They need the love of God's people. They need the prayers of God's people. Young people, the best thing you can do is keep your mouth shut and stay on your knees and show love to this family. Older people, myself included, the best thing we can do is keep our mouths shut and get on our knees and show love to these people. There's a brother with a broken heart. There's a sister who is shattered. And there are children that are hurt and confused. And we are weak, but he is strong. We are simple, but he is wise. We are poor, and he is abundant in his grace. What a God, what a God we have that pours out his grace and his love on his people. What a Savior we have that forgives sins through his own blood. Only he can condemn us, yet he's the one that died for us. I'm going to ask you all to rise, and we're going to look to the Lord. And I know we don't do this often, but I'd like us to rise as a family and pray together as a family this morning. So if you'll rise right now. I know they do this a lot in the old country. But with one heart and one accord, let us seek the face of the Lord. Oh God, we are weak. Thou art strong. Lord, we are simple and thou art wise. We are selfish and thou art loving. Oh, Father, we take thee at thy word that those of thy people that cry upon thee, that cry to thee, that call upon thy name, thou wilt hear. And that thou wilt come. Father, this morning we pray for this family. We pray that your healing touch, the great physician, will already be at work in that broken heart. That the potter's hands would already be at work reshaping that shattered vessel. That, Father, this storm, this mighty storm that they've gone through, there will be a dawning of a beautiful day where thy love is shown through their lives, where thy saving power, thy power of forgiveness is shown through their lives, and how they can be recreated, conformed to thy image. Father, we pray for the children. We pray that thou wouldst protect their hearts and their minds from words and from images and from thoughts that, Father, would only do harm. That they would feel the love of their parents, that they would feel the love of their aunts, their uncles, their grandparents, and their family here, every brother and sister here. For, Father, we are truly a family. When one of us hurts, Father, we all weep. When one falls, Father, we all fall. Father, we confess that we need thee. We need thee. There is no strength. We have no strength of our own. We need thee. Father, we ask thee to touch the heart of this brother. Cleanse it. Heal it. Strengthen it. Open it. Father, our thoughts and our prayers will be with him for many, many days to come. Many tears will be shed. But Father, we pray thy will be done. We pray that our brother will reflect the image of his Savior as both a parent and as a husband. And Father, our sister, we pray that you would rebuild her. We know that she is broken. And Father, we know that a broken and a contrite spirit, thou wilt hear. So Father, this morning, we lift them up, each and every one, to thee. For there is no love like thy love. There is no peace like thy peace. Father, into the very arms of the Savior, we lift them up this morning. We thank thee for them. We thank thee for him. In our Savior's precious name, amen.